Hello, Regen. My name is Chris, and I have a new life in Christ. I struggle with being ashamed of the way God made me and fear of rejection. So I was born the oldest of seven, one brother and five sisters. I remember how it felt to be the center of my mom's attention and having to share the spotlight. I was told I could entertain myself for hours. The reality was that I had no choice, which resulted in rejection entering my world, and I began to live in fear of it. Rejection has been a core struggle that has led to many other sin patterns in my life: shame, pride, codependency, to name a few. At the age of 10, I was introduced to porn by a classmate, and lust entered my life at a young age. Porn was a world I would live in for the next 27 years, a world where I felt like I could be in control and could never be rejected. At the age of 12, I was diagnosed with epilepsy, and I started having small two-second seizures that would cause my mind and body to twitch. I'd lose my train of thought, drop things, or just jerk. My disease was never talked about. I think my parents just didn't know what to do with it, and they felt like they were protecting me. Yet shame started to enter my life. In school, I found it hard to stay focused in class. After these many seizures, I would forget or miss what the teacher had just said. Struggling in school increased the shame that I felt. I felt like I needed to hide this. What if others knew about it? They would look at me differently, like I was flawed or less of a man. In my mind, my identity was becoming Chris the epileptic. When I was 16, my dad left, which created hard times for our family. My mom worked part-time. The church provided food and Christmas presents for us. These hard times added to my shame. My teen years and early 20s were filled with drugs, alcohol, pornography. There was a period when I even sold drugs to support these habits. These habits provided a means of escape and short-lived reprieve from the shame that I felt defined me. In a continued spiral, at the age of 20, my girlfriend and I became pregnant, and we made the decision to have an abortion. I regret this decision more than anything else in my life. In my mind, God was at church, and I could hide from him by not attending. Therefore, if I wasn't in church, God didn't know about my sin. If this is part of your story, let me pause here and give you some hope. Years later, after I accepted Christ, the full gravity of the abortion and my indifference to God hit me like a ton of bricks. I broke down sobbing and prayed to God for forgiveness, and God has healed my heart, but I still feel regret. Since that time, I've penned a letter to my child in my heart, calling him my own, and God can do this for you too. My rock bottom came when my youngest daughter was born 3.5 months premature. I knew I had no outs or deals to make with God. I had to do something different. My mom has prayed for me since I was a child, but as an adult, I had mocked her for being a Christian. How fitting it was that during yet another hopeless time in my life, it was my mom who eventually led me to Christ. There was a slow healing in 2002. God completely removed any desire for porn from my heart and mind, and it's been 22 years now that I've been free of that addiction. Sadly, my marriage of 16 years ended in divorce in 2004. After the divorce, one of my sisters introduced me to Watermark. I began attending and participating in several ministries, including divorce care and single parents. Over the course of time, I met and befriended a woman at Watermark, and she eventually became my wife. Before we were married, she suggested that we go through regeneration, which was called Celebrate Recovery then. And I attended, but I didn't think I had any struggles. to work on at the time. One of the many God-given revelations, that came out during this first round of recovery was that I began to openly talk about my epilepsy and accept it. While I was still ashamed and minimized it at every turn, I began to slowly realize just how much my disease had controlled me. With the support of the men in my group and the demonstration of God's love working through them, I began to slowly let go and allow God to begin a healing work in my heart. I have been involved in Regen for several years, addressing various struggles. Each time I mistakenly felt fixed and that I didn't have to deal with those past sins anymore. I thought recovery had a beginning and an end, that the sins I was struggling with at the time would go away, never to return. God did a mighty work in me each time I went through, but I still didn't see how my struggles were all connected. In large group, looking at all those people here, I kept thinking that they had something I didn't. I, in my pride, felt like I had been fixed, so I couldn't relate to them. I started to question my story of redemption, but God reminded me of my past, and I had to smile. I smiled with joy because now I got it. I had what everybody else did, nothing. Except Jesus, and that was all I needed. What a feeling that was, and it still fills me up today. Recently, another moment of clarity hit me. I felt like I was finally ready to see what God had been waiting to show me all these years. During inventory, I noticed the patterns of shame, self-hatred, and a fear of being rejected had cultivated in me a core issue of being ashamed of the way God created me. But now that I can admit it, I can see the sin patterns more readily and how they affect my life. Now I can use the steps, tools I've learned through in Regen to attack it and do something different. In John 5:6-8, it says, when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the man replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." And Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." You see, I, like the man at the pool, had been waiting to be fixed. Now I can finally see that this is about healing and not fixing, and only Christ is the healer. He is asking us if we really want to be healed. Well, Regen is not a quick fix. It's a healing process. For some, it takes longer than others. Recovery is a lifelong process of God revealing to us the sin struggles that we have. Through Regen, he provides us with the tools we need to identify the sin and root it out, deal with it, and then lean in and use those struggles to further deepen our relationship and intimacy with Christ. Now that the shame has come to the surface, it gives my community group guys more of an opportunity to understand me and my struggles. They can help me see the things that I might not be able to in the moment and are always, always encouraging me back into alignment with Christ as the center of my life. Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do not perceive it. Today I'm pursuing God even more than I ever have. His love for me overwhelms me most days. Worship music often touches my heart and fills me with overflowing gratitude for how much he loves me and how much I love him. As I run towards him daily, I look so forward to being in his presence. I look so forward to being in his presence one day and wrapping my arms around him and saying, "Lord, thank you for loving me and bringing me home." So Left to my own thoughts, the lies that I tell myself include I'm a mistake, I'm not good enough, I'm not educated enough, I don't make enough money, I'm just not enough. This is God's truth. I am a child of God. The Holy Spirit lives in me. And I'm tenderly loved by God. I am chosen. My needs are met by God. And I've been bought with a price, and I belong to God. And everything God creates is created is good, and nothing is to be rejected. So Regen is a safe place. When I walk in the door, I can feel the Holy Spirit and those thoughts that I have go away. And I can share my struggles and just be accepted, not judged. If this is your first time here, welcome. In my opinion, you've already started step one. To me, that's the hardest step, is to admit. To admit that you're looking for something bigger than yourself and your struggles, and that you might find freedom here. Hopefully, you'll feel welcomed, accepted, and loved, and the healing is truly about to begin. To God be the glory, and thanks for letting me share.